The Emotional Intelligence Quick Book, Everything You Need to Know to Put Your EQ to Work. By Travis Bradbury. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Emotional Intelligence Quick Book, Everything You Need to Know to Put Your EQ to Work by Travis Bradbury is a comprehensive guide on how to use emotional intelligence, EQ, in the workplace. The book provides an overview of what EQ is, why it matters, and how it can be used effectively. It also offers practical advice on developing your own EQ skills and using them in the workplace. The book begins with an introduction that explains what emotional intelligence is and why it's important for success in the workplace. It then goes into detail about each component of EQ, self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, relationship management, and provides strategies for improving each one. The author also discusses how emotions affect decision-making and communication at work. In addition to providing information about emotional intelligence itself, the book includes tips on building relationships with colleagues and managing difficult conversations. It also covers topics such as stress management techniques, goal-setting strategies, time management tools, conflict resolution tactics, negotiation skills development methods. Finally, the book concludes with a section devoted to helping readers put their newfound knowledge into practice through exercises designed specifically for increasing their emotional intelligence quotient, EQ. These exercises are meant to help readers become more aware of their own emotions as well as those of others around them so they can better manage situations both professionally and personally. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand your emotions. It is important to be aware of your emotions and how they affect your behavior. This will help you to better manage your emotions and make better decisions. Main idea number 2. Develop self-awareness. Self-awareness is the ability to recognize and understand your own emotions and how they affect your behavior. This will help you to better manage your emotions and make better decisions. Main idea number 3. Manage your emotions. Managing your emotions is the ability to control and regulate your emotions in order to achieve desired outcomes. This will help you to better manage your emotions and make better decisions. Main idea number 4. Develop self-regulation. Self-regulation is the ability to control and regulate your emotions in order to achieve desired outcomes. This will help you to better manage your emotions and make better decisions. Main idea number 5. Develop empathy. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another person. This will help you to better understand and relate to others, as well as build stronger relationships. Main idea number 6. Develop social skills. Social skills are the ability to interact effectively with others. This will help you to better understand and relate to others, as well as build stronger relationships. Main idea number 7. Develop self-motivation. Self-motivation is the ability to motivate yourself to achieve desired outcomes. This will help you to stay focused and motivated to achieve your goals. Main idea number 8. Develop optimism. Optimism is the ability to maintain a positive outlook on life. This will help you to stay focused and motivated to achieve your goals. Main idea number 9. Develop stress management. Stress management is the ability to manage stress in order to maintain a healthy lifestyle. This will help you to better manage your emotions and make better decisions. Main idea number 10. Develop conflict resolution. Conflict resolution is the ability to resolve conflicts in a constructive manner. This will help you to better manage your emotions and make better decisions. Main idea number 11. Develop assertiveness. Assertiveness is the ability to express your needs and opinions in a respectful manner. This will help you to better manage your emotions and make better decisions. Main idea number 12. Develop self-confidence. Self-confidence is the ability to believe in yourself and your abilities. This will help you to stay focused and motivated to achieve your goals. Main idea number 13. Develop self-compassion. Self-compassion is the ability to be kind and understanding to yourself. This will help you to better manage your emotions and make better decisions. Main idea number 14. Develop self-control. Self-control is the ability to control your impulses and resist temptation. This will help you to better manage your emotions and make better decisions. Main idea number 15. Develop positive thinking. Positive thinking is the ability to think positively and focus on the good. This will help you to stay focused and motivated to achieve your goals. Main idea number 16. Develop resilience. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from adversity. This will help you to stay focused and motivated to achieve your goals. Main idea number 17. Develop problem-solving skills. Problem-solving skills are the ability to identify and solve problems. This will help you to better manage your emotions and make better decisions. Main idea number 18. Develop creativity. Creativity is the ability to think outside the box and come up with new ideas. This will help you to better manage your emotions and make better decisions. Main idea number 19. Develop self-discipline. Self-discipline is the ability to stay focused and motivated to achieve your goals. This will help you to stay focused and motivated to achieve your goals. Main idea number 20. Develop gratitude. Gratitude is the ability to appreciate and be thankful for what you have. This will help you to stay focused and motivated to achieve your goals. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Understanding your emotions is essential for living a healthy and balanced life. It allows you to recognize when something isn't right and take steps to address it. When we understand our emotions, we can better manage them in order to make decisions that are beneficial for ourselves and those around us. Being aware of our emotional state helps us identify the root cause of any negative feelings or behaviors so that we can work on resolving them. We can also use this knowledge to help us stay positive during difficult times by recognizing what triggers certain reactions in us and how best to respond accordingly. By understanding our emotions, we become more self-aware, which leads to greater self-control over our thoughts, feelings, and actions. This will enable us to be more mindful of how our behavior affects others as well as ourselves. Additionally, being able to recognize when something isn't quite right within ourselves gives us the opportunity to seek out professional help if needed. Overall, understanding your emotions is an important part of leading a happy and fulfilling life. By taking the time each day to check in with yourself emotionally, you will be able to gain insight into why you feel the way you do, which will ultimately lead towards making healthier choices both mentally and physically. Main idea number 2. Developing self-awareness is an important step in improving your emotional intelligence. It involves understanding and recognizing your own emotions, as well as how they affect your behavior. Self-awareness can help you to better manage your emotions and make more informed decisions. When it comes to developing self-awareness, there are a few key steps that you should take. First, pay attention to the way that you feel throughout the day. Notice when certain situations or conversations trigger strong feelings within yourself and try to identify what those feelings are telling you about yourself or the situation at hand. Second, practice being mindful of how others perceive you by observing their reactions when interacting with them. Finally, reflect on past experiences and consider how different choices could have led to different outcomes. By taking these steps towards becoming more aware of yourself and your emotions, you will be able to gain greater insight into why certain things happen in life and how best to respond in any given situation. This increased level of awareness will also allow for improved decision-making skills, which can lead to greater success both personally and professionally. Main idea number 3. Managing your emotions is an important skill to have in order to be successful in life. It involves being aware of how you are feeling and understanding why you feel that way, as well as having the ability to control and regulate those feelings. This can help you make better decisions, handle difficult situations more effectively, and build stronger relationships with others. The first step towards managing your emotions is becoming aware of them. Pay attention to what triggers certain emotional responses from you and take note of how they affect your behavior. Once you become aware of these patterns, it will be easier for you to recognize when a particular emotion is starting to arise so that you can take steps to manage it before it gets out of hand. Another key component in managing your emotions is learning how to express them appropriately. You don't want your emotions getting the best of you or leading into destructive behaviors such as lashing out at someone else or engaging in self-destructive activities like drinking too much alcohol or using drugs. Instead, practice expressing yourself calmly and assertively by using I statements instead of blaming others for how you feel. Finally, remember that managing your emotions doesn't mean suppressing them completely, rather it means finding healthy ways to cope with them so that they don't overwhelm or consume us. Take time each day for self-care activities such as meditation, journaling, exercise, or talking with a friend who can provide support during tough times. Main idea number 4. Developing self-regulation is an important part of emotional intelligence. It involves learning to recognize and manage your emotions in order to achieve desired outcomes. Self-regulation helps you to better understand yourself, as well as the people around you, so that you can make more informed decisions. Self-regulation starts with understanding your own emotions and how they affect your behavior. This means being aware of what triggers certain feelings or reactions in yourself and others, and then using this knowledge to regulate those responses accordingly. For example, if someone says something that makes you angry, it's important to take a step back before responding impulsively or aggressively. Once you have identified the source of your emotion, it's time to practice self-control by managing how you respond. This could involve taking deep breaths or counting down from 10 before speaking up, engaging in positive self-talk, or even walking away from the situation for a few minutes until things cool off. Finally, once the initial emotion has been managed effectively, it's important to reflect on what happened and consider ways that similar situations can be handled differently in future scenarios. By doing this regularly over time, individuals will become better equipped at regulating their emotions when faced with challenging situations. Main idea number 5. Developing empathy is an important skill to have in life. It allows us to better understand and relate to others, as well as build stronger relationships. Empathy involves being able to put yourself in someone else's shoes and understanding their feelings from their perspective. This can be done by actively listening, asking questions, and trying to see things from the other person's point of view. Additionally, it is important to practice self-awareness so that you can recognize your own emotions and how they may affect your interactions with others. When developing empathy for another person, it is also important not only to listen but also validate what they are saying. Acknowledge their feelings without judgment or criticism. This will help them feel heard and understood. Furthermore, try not to make assumptions about why a person feels a certain way. Instead, ask open-ended questions that allow them the opportunity to explain themselves further. Empathy is an essential part of building strong relationships with those around us. By taking the time to really listen and understand where someone else is coming from, we can create meaningful connections with people that last far beyond surface-level conversations. Main idea number 6. Developing social skills is an important part of emotional intelligence. It involves being able to understand and relate to others, as well as build strong relationships with them. This means having the ability to read people's emotions, recognize their needs, and respond in a way that is appropriate for the situation. It also requires good communication skills such as active listening, expressing yourself clearly, and asking questions when needed. Social skills are essential for success in both personal and professional life. They help you form meaningful connections with other people, which can lead to better job opportunities or even just more fulfilling friendships. Additionally, they allow you to navigate difficult conversations or situations without causing unnecessary conflict. To develop your social skills, it's important to practice interacting with different types of people in various settings. Try joining a club or organization where you can meet new people who have different backgrounds than yours. Also, make sure that you take time out of each day to observe how others interact so that you can learn from them. Main idea number 7. Self-motivation is an essential skill for achieving success in life. It involves setting goals and taking action to reach them, even when the going gets tough. Self-motivation requires a combination of self-discipline, determination, and resilience. To develop self-motivation, it's important to have a clear understanding of what you want to achieve and why it matters to you. Once you know your goal, break it down into smaller steps that are easier to manage. It can also be helpful to create rewards for yourself along the way as motivation for reaching each milestone on your journey toward success. This could include treating yourself with something special or taking time out from work or studies for some rest and relaxation. Additionally, having supportive people around you who believe in your ability will help keep you motivated. Finally, don't forget that setbacks are part of any journey toward success. They provide valuable lessons about how best to approach future challenges. With enough practice and dedication, developing self-motivation can become second nature. Main idea number 8. Developing optimism is an important part of emotional intelligence. It involves having a positive outlook on life and the ability to stay focused and motivated in order to achieve your goals. Optimism can help you to see opportunities instead of obstacles, which will lead to greater success in all areas of your life. Optimism also helps us cope with difficult situations by providing hope that things will get better. When we are optimistic, we are more likely to take risks and try new things because we believe that our efforts will be rewarded. This attitude allows us to learn from our mistakes and grow as individuals. In order to develop optimism, it is important to focus on the positives rather than dwelling on the negatives. We should strive for balance between realistic expectations and hopefulness about what lies ahead. Additionally, it is helpful to practice gratitude for what we have already achieved or received in life. Finally, developing optimism requires self-reflection so that you can identify any negative thought patterns or behaviors that may be holding you back from achieving your goals. Once these issues have been identified, they can then be addressed through various strategies such as cognitive behavioral therapy or mindfulness meditation. Main idea number 9. Stress management is an important skill to have in order to maintain a healthy lifestyle. It involves learning how to recognize and manage stressors, as well as developing strategies for dealing with them. Stress can be caused by both external factors such as work or family pressures, and internal factors such as negative thoughts or feelings of anxiety. Learning how to identify the sources of your stress and develop effective coping mechanisms is essential for managing it. One way to start managing stress is by identifying what triggers it. This could include certain people, situations, or activities that cause you distress. Once you know what causes your stress, you can begin working on ways to reduce its impact on your life. For example, if deadlines at work are causing you undue pressure, then try breaking down tasks into smaller chunks so they don't seem so overwhelming. Another key part of managing stress is finding ways to relax and unwind when feeling overwhelmed. Taking time out for yourself each day can help reduce levels of tension and give you the opportunity to focus on something other than the source of your stress. Activities like yoga or meditation can also be beneficial in helping clear your mind and allowing yourself some much-needed me time. Finally, it's important not only to learn how to manage existing sources of stress but also prevent new ones from arising in the future. Developing good communication skills will help ensure that any potential conflicts are dealt with quickly before they become too stressful, while setting realistic goals will make sure that expectations remain achievable rather than becoming unmanageable. Main idea number 10. Conflict resolution is an important skill to have in any situation. It involves understanding the underlying causes of a conflict, identifying potential solutions, and working together with others to reach a mutually beneficial outcome. Conflict resolution requires strong communication skills, empathy, and the ability to think critically about different perspectives. It also requires patience and an open mind as you work through disagreements. When resolving conflicts, it's important to remain calm and focused on finding a solution that works for everyone involved. This means listening carefully to all sides of the argument without jumping to conclusions or making assumptions. You should also be willing to compromise when necessary in order for both parties involved in the conflict can come away feeling satisfied with the outcome. It's also important not to take things personally during conflict resolution. Instead, focus on finding common ground between both parties so that they can move forward together peacefully. Finally, it's essential that you practice active problem-solving techniques such as brainstorming ideas or using negotiation tactics like win-win scenarios. Main idea number 11. Developing assertiveness is an important part of emotional intelligence. It involves being able to express your needs and opinions in a respectful manner, while also taking into account the feelings of others. This skill can help you better manage your emotions and make more informed decisions. When developing assertiveness, it's important to be aware of how you communicate with others. Make sure that you are expressing yourself clearly and respectfully, without coming across as aggressive or passive-aggressive. Pay attention to body language as well. Nonverbal cues such as eye contact, facial expressions, and posture can all affect how people perceive what you say. It's also important to practice active listening when engaging in conversations with others. Listen carefully to what they have to say before responding so that you understand their perspective fully before making any judgments or assumptions about them. Finally, remember that it's okay to disagree with someone else's opinion or point of view, just make sure that you do so respectfully. Respectful disagreement allows for healthy dialogue between two parties without either one feeling attacked or belittled. Main idea number 12. Developing self-confidence is an important part of personal growth and success. It involves believing in yourself, your abilities, and having the courage to take risks and try new things. Self-confidence can be developed through practice, positive affirmations, setting realistic goals for yourself, and learning from mistakes. When you have a strong sense of self-confidence, it helps you stay focused on achieving your goals. You are more likely to take action when faced with challenges or difficult tasks because you believe in yourself and trust that you will succeed. Additionally, having confidence allows you to accept criticism without feeling discouraged or overwhelmed. Self-confidence also gives us the ability to handle stress better by allowing us to remain calm under pressure. When we feel confident about ourselves, we are less likely to worry about what others think of us, which makes it easier for us to make decisions based on our own values rather than worrying about how others may perceive them. Finally, developing self-confidence can help improve relationships with those around us as well as increase our overall happiness levels. When we feel good about ourselves, it radiates outwardly, making it easier for people around us to connect with us on a deeper level. Main idea number 13. Developing self-compassion is an important part of emotional intelligence. It involves being kind and understanding to yourself, even when you make mistakes or experience difficult emotions. Self-compassion helps us to better manage our emotions and make more informed decisions. When we practice self-compassion, we are able to recognize our own humanity and accept that everyone makes mistakes. We can also be more forgiving of ourselves for those mistakes, rather than beating ourselves up over them. This allows us to move forward with greater clarity and confidence. Self-compassion also encourages us to take care of ourselves in a healthy way by engaging in activities that bring joy into our lives. When we have compassion for ourselves, it becomes easier to prioritize things like exercise, nutrition, restful sleep, meaningful relationships, all the things that help keep us emotionally balanced. Finally, practicing self-compassion can help reduce feelings of stress and anxiety by allowing us to view challenging situations from a different perspective. Instead of feeling overwhelmed or defeated by life's obstacles, we can approach them with kindness and understanding towards ourselves. Main idea number 14. Developing self-control is an important part of emotional intelligence. It involves being able to recognize and manage your impulses, resist temptation, and make decisions that are in line with your goals. Self-control helps you to stay focused on the task at hand and not be distracted by external influences or temptations. It also allows you to better regulate your emotions so that they don't get out of control. To develop self-control, it is important to practice mindfulness techniques such as meditation or deep breathing exercises. These can help you become more aware of your thoughts and feelings so that you can better manage them. Additionally, setting clear boundaries for yourself will help ensure that you stick to what is most important for achieving success in life. It is also helpful to create a plan for how you will respond when faced with difficult situations or temptations. This could include having a list of activities or strategies that will help keep you on track when things get tough. Finally, it is essential to remember that developing self-control takes time and effort, but the rewards are worth it in the end. Main idea number 15. Developing positive thinking is an important skill to have in life. It helps us stay focused and motivated, even when faced with difficult challenges. Positive thinking can help us see the good in any situation, no matter how bad it may seem at first glance. It also allows us to be more creative and open-minded when approaching problems or tasks. Positive thinking involves looking for solutions instead of dwelling on the problem itself. This means that we should focus our energy on finding ways to make things better rather than worrying about what could go wrong. We should also try to look at every situation from a different perspective so that we can come up with new ideas and solutions. In order to develop positive thinking, it's important to practice self-reflection and mindfulness techniques such as meditation or journaling. These activities will help you become aware of your thoughts and feelings so that you can recognize negative patterns of thought before they take hold. Additionally, surrounding yourself with people who are supportive and encouraging will help foster a positive mindset. Main idea number 16. Developing resilience is an important part of emotional intelligence. It involves the ability to cope with difficult situations, bounce back from adversity, and stay focused on achieving your goals despite any obstacles that may arise. Resilience helps you to remain positive in the face of challenges and setbacks, enabling you to keep going even when things seem impossible. Resilience can be developed through practice and self-reflection. Taking time out for yourself each day to reflect on what has gone well or not so well can help you identify areas where improvement is needed. Additionally, setting realistic goals for yourself will give you something tangible to work towards, which will help motivate you during times of difficulty. Finally, it's important to remember that resilience isn't about never experiencing failure or disappointment, rather it's about learning how best to manage these experiences in order to move forward positively. With a little bit of effort and dedication, developing resilience can become second nature, allowing us all the opportunity for personal growth no matter what life throws our way. Main idea number 17. Developing problem-solving skills is an important part of emotional intelligence. It involves the ability to identify and analyze problems, come up with solutions, and make decisions based on those solutions. Problem-solving skills help you manage your emotions better by allowing you to think through a situation before reacting impulsively or emotionally. This can be especially helpful in difficult situations where it's easy to become overwhelmed or frustrated. When developing problem-solving skills, it's important to take time to consider all aspects of the issue at hand. Ask yourself questions such as, what are the possible causes? What are the potential consequences? How could I approach this differently? Taking a step back from a situation can help you gain perspective and clarity so that you can make more informed decisions. It's also beneficial to practice brainstorming different solutions for any given problem. Brainstorming allows you to explore multiple options without getting stuck on one particular solution right away. Once you have identified several potential solutions, evaluate each one carefully before making a decision about which one is best suited for your needs. Finally, don't forget that there may not always be an obvious answer when it comes to solving problems. Sometimes trial and error is necessary in order to find what works best for any given situation. With practice and patience, however, anyone can develop their problem-solving skills over time. Main idea number 18. Developing creativity is an important part of emotional intelligence. It involves the ability to think outside the box and come up with new ideas that can help you better manage your emotions and make better decisions. Creative thinking allows us to look at a problem from different angles, which can lead to more effective solutions than if we were stuck in our usual ways of thinking. To develop creativity, it's important to practice brainstorming and open-mindedness when approaching problems or tasks. This means being willing to consider all possibilities before making a decision, rather than jumping straight into what seems like the most obvious solution. Creativity also requires taking risks and trying out new things without fear of failure or criticism. Experimentation is key here. Don't be afraid to try something different even if it doesn't work out as planned. This will help you learn from mistakes and become more creative over time. Additionally, engaging in activities such as reading books, listening to music, watching movies or documentaries can stimulate creative thought processes by exposing yourself to new perspectives. Main idea number 19. Developing self-discipline is an important part of achieving success. It involves setting goals and taking action to reach them, even when it's difficult or uncomfortable. Self-discipline requires you to stay focused on your goals and resist distractions that can lead you astray. It also means having the courage to take risks and make decisions that may not be popular with others. Self-discipline starts with understanding what motivates you and why. Once you know this, it will be easier for you to set realistic goals and create a plan for reaching them. You should also identify any potential obstacles that could prevent you from achieving your objectives, such as procrastination or lack of motivation. Finally, practice self-care by getting enough sleep, eating healthy foods, exercising regularly, meditating or doing yoga. By developing self-discipline in these areas of life, it will become easier for you to stay focused on your goals and achieve success over time. With consistent effort and dedication towards reaching your objectives, anything is possible. Main idea number 20. Developing gratitude is an important part of emotional intelligence. It helps us to recognize and appreciate the good things in our lives, even when times are tough. Gratitude can help us stay focused on our goals and motivated to achieve them, rather than getting bogged down by negative thoughts or feelings. When we practice gratitude, it can have a positive effect on our mental health. Studies have shown that people who express more gratitude tend to be happier and less stressed out than those who don't. Additionally, expressing appreciation for what you have can lead to improved relationships with others as well as increased self-esteem. To develop your own sense of gratitude, start by taking time each day to reflect on the things you are thankful for. This could include anything from family members or friends who support you, material possessions like a home or car, or simply being able to enjoy life's simple pleasures such as a beautiful sunset or a delicious meal. Writing these things down in a journal can also be helpful in reinforcing your feelings of thankfulness. You may also want to try engaging in acts of kindness towards others as another way of cultivating gratefulness within yourself. Doing something nice for someone else not only makes them feel appreciated, but it will also make you feel better about yourself too. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.